If you ever have a issue in your life and you're just like, you know what, I just want a third opinion on this, you can always toss it out to us and we'd be happy to tell you our opinion or, you know, get the opinion from our listeners.
We got a lot of friends who listen and they got opinions.
Yeah, this from a listener says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. Well, my boyfriend gave me a folder with a term paper he wanted me to review. I found 3 pages out of a steamy fantasy he wrote about him and a girl in his major.
This is a term paper for school?
I think she just found it in the folder.
Okay.
Not a part of the same term paper, I don't think.
Okay.
She goes on and says, I've always known he's had a crush on her since they were freshmen, but she mostly ignores him, so it never bothered me. The fantasy was pretty graphic.
Oh.
When I confronted my boyfriend about it, he was deeply embarrassed and told me he'd written it ages ago. He swears he loves me, assured me he's no longer attracted to her. But the fantasy still bothers me because perhaps I fear he'd never write a story like that about us. I'm also not sure I believe he wrote it a long time ago. Because why would it be with a recently printed paper then? So then she asks, should I drop it and just try to get past it or spare me the possible heartbreak and just cut it off now?
Oh, wow.
Wow. She's in a very like this is ultimatum sort of frame of mind.
Yeah, I was sitting there thinking like my first thought was, well, what if she asked him to write a story about them? Because she says that she's afraid that he can't do that. Maybe that would tell her how he really feels if it's not as steamy.
Or if it's just not as good. Like this one I feel is like 50 Shades of Grey, right?
Probably.
And like theirs is, I don't know, something that's completely like PG.
Yeah, a little more vanilla.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I immediately just say cut and run. But yeah, I mean, I think that he's probably embarrassed twofold. One, obviously that you found it. And two, maybe you caught him like getting his real emotion, you know, getting his real feelings about this other person. And he's embarrassed that you caught him, you know?
Well, yeah, I think the real question is she right about it being more recently written or was it written ages ago, like he says?
Does that make a difference?
I think it does, because if it was really written ages ago, then that doesn't necessarily reflect his current feelings. And, like, you could probably take what he says, you know, for the truth.
Is there a way to find out, like, how long? Like, Kelsey even texts in and says, I don't think I could get past that.
Really?
Yeah, like that, man. Especially if it's about someone else, you know?
Yeah.
And if it's, and you know, he could sit there and go, look, it's fiction writing. It was just writing I was doing, and I didn't want to use you because I respect you too much.
Okay. So he just said, oh, listen, it's just kind of like, it's fake story.
Well, I'm telling you what I think I would have said if I were cornered like that and I had gotten caught doing something like that. I'd be like, see, I didn't want to use you because I respect you too much.
Gotcha. Okay. Totally don't respect that person, though, that I wrote about at all.
It is weird. You know what? That is a great point. Eric texts in and says, pull up the file and just see when it was last modified on the computer.
Oh.
Go into whole properties thing and figure that out or look at the file, like metadata. Dang.
Okay.
You're getting detective on there.
Yeah. That's a lot going on.
Man, I think, yeah, I don't know. I would. Man, she's asking, can she move on from this or just cut and run? It doesn't sound like she's dated him for very long.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, it may be easier just to say, well, you know what? You figure that out and come talk to me then.
Gosh, I don't know. This seems like kind of a small thing to just walk away from a relationship completely. I get why it bothers her 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But I think maybe until there are some other clues that start to show up that maybe subject of his story is a little bit more still in his brain.
Yeah.
Than just a subject of his story.
All right. Yeah. Everybody's suggesting you gotta find out how recent that document is.
Oh, yeah. Becca says right-click on the document. Check properties. It'll tell you the create date. If it was a recent date, then he lied and he still has feelings for her.
Yeah. And then in which case, okay, so I think what we're doing is we're saying go into the document first.
We're right-clicking.
Right-click, figure out when it was modified, when it was written. And if his story checks out, if he's like, yo, that was a long time ago, then
we believe him and we move on.
And then you can just say, look, let's do this and a little exercise on us this time.
Yes, I'm going to need you to write a story about us now.
Right,
so
right.
Think about that one instead of that one.
And it's going to have to be better. And you're going to have to make me more attractive and you're going to have to make me better than her.
Yep. It's got to be way more steamy.
And then if it is indeed... from recent or from, you know, not very long ago, then I think that says a lot.
That tells you, too, that maybe there are some other, that maybe you do walk away.
Yeah,
because he's going to be just even more mad if he finds out you went in detective mode with the right clicking and the property checking and all the things.
That's when you're like, well, you started it!
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, good luck. Let us know how it all turns out.